Welcome to another episode of The Real Estate Entrepreneur with Terrence Murphy. This will be our final episode of season two. So I'll be kind of random in my thoughts, but it'll be a way to kind of wrap everything up. So our quote today is, and I've said this one before, but it's really kind of the theme of this episode. Basically, there are two things in life that will determine the trajectory of your success in life. And it's the people you hang around and the books you read, Mark Spain. So people always ask me, what's your top five books, Murph? I wasn't a reader growing up. I read one book from grade school all the way through college, one front to back, besides the Bible. And it was a book in sixth grade. I don't like reading. I skim. But when I decided to go on this entrepreneurial journey, I was reading Proverbs, and in Proverbs, God talks about freely giving us the wisdom that we need. But I realized wisdom can't be applied without knowledge. So then I took it upon myself to just go acquire as much knowledge as possible. So I read about, I think right at 38 books or 40 books in 16 months. And my top five books, because people always ask me, and really I have five with one bonus. But that first book that I read it in that first week, was Robert Kiyosaki, Who Took My Money. You guys have heard me say that a million times. That book changed my life. It let me know that it's okay to be different. It let me know it's okay to think different. It let me know that I am an entrepreneur. I didn't even really know what entrepreneurship was at the time. I was 21, 22 years old, depressed from my injury in the NFL, but it set me on a path that obviously I am today and that will keep going. So that would be my book number one. There's almost a version of that book, 2.0. It's Why the Rich Get Richer by Robert Kiyosaki. That'd be my number one. I say 1A and 1B. And then number two is Fanatical Prospecting. Because remember, it says there's basically two things in life that will determine the trajectory of your success and life. Now, if you don't want to be successful and you don't want to have a good life, then don't read books and don't be around the right people. But if you want to do that, that's what I'm talking about, my top five books. So Fanatical Prospecting by Jeb Blunt. It's a great book. If you want to be in entrepreneurship, if you want to be in sales, you have to read that book. The next book is Deep Work by Kyle Newport. I think he's a professor. It's kind of like the book, The Tyranny of Email, but what he breaks down is we all have a genius in us, but how do we get to a place where we're not distracted and we're in our best mindset to where we can get that deep work that, because I'm always coaching real estate agents. I tell them, if you're just chasing the next commission, if you're just doing the next deal, you're working in your business. You're not working on your business. Kyle Newport in Deep Work, he talks about setting aside that time to truly work on your business. So on and in are two different things. Make sure you understand the difference. So Deep Work is just a great book. And you're probably wondering, why am I talking about books on The Real Estate Entrepreneur? Because you heard the quote. You need to be reading. Audible, Spotify, YouTube, there's so many ways now that you can get these books in you and you don't have to physically have them. I'm still old school. I like to have the books in my hand. My third book would be Business is Warfare. Man, that was a really cool book. And it really changed my perspective. I already had that kind of attack mentality because I look at business just like sports. I'm going to do it the right way, but I want to win, period. And I think these kind of like everybody fits into these three categories in sales: hunters, gatherers, and scalpers. And I think at times most of the world are hunters and gatherers. Most of the world is gatherers and scalpers. The hunters are the ones that people make you feel bad because you have a never-ending desire to succeed. oh man, he's just about this, he's just about that. Well, in 2 Thessalonians, it says, never question the motives of a man's heart, because only God knows that. So for me, you don't know what motivates people. You don't know what's in their heart. You don't know what they're in, you know. And so I just say, like, keep pushing forward being you and keep attacking. So business is warfare. He talks about Attila the Hun, Alexander the Great, and Genghis Khan. Three generals that were discoverers, they were conquerors, that they did some crazy stuff, obviously, but there was a mentality that they had. And if you're going to succeed, I mean, what people don't understand, like, they think that being out here, being gangsters is the real gangsters are the people running these multi-billion dollar businesses. Like, those are the real gangsters. If you're on a corner with some weed in your pocket, man, you're not doing nothing major. Like, the real gangsters are these billion-dollar corporations. And so business is warfare really kind of talks about that. And he's really tied in that history in the business. It's a really good book. And then Traction is my other book. Traction. Geno Wickman. He's got a whole series. Rocket Fuel. Traction. What is EOS? Like, it's a whole series of books. You got to read it. If you are an entrepreneur or a salesperson, you need to think about Traction. When I was leading these masterminds, and I still am, for broker owners around the nation, I lead a couple masterminds. That's one of the first books I introduced to the group, is Traction. Really understanding, like, what you need and how you need to be checking in, like scorecards, level 10 meetings. All those things are amazing. And so going back to the quote, the trajectory of your success in your life is the books you read and the people you hang around. And one of the quotes that I like, it says, teamwork is the fuel that allows common people to produce uncommon results. It didn't say, the people that you read about. It didn't talk about the people that you bypass. The quote earlier says the people you hang around, and this says the people that are on your team. So my question to everybody today is, who's on your team? Like, what people are in your life, your spouse, your friends, your business partners, who's on your team? And are you guys, the key word is, the teamwork is the fuel that allows common people to produce uncommon results. And so I want everybody to just do a quick step back. What are you wanting to do with your life? We get asked that a lot in, like, grade school and high school, but isn't it amazing the moment you graduate high school, nobody asks you that? Like, when is the last time you walked up to an adult and say, what do you want to do with your life? We get asked that when we're 15 and 16, but nobody asks us that after we graduate high school or college. And there's a lot of us that don't know what we want to do with our lives. And I would say that's very important, because what legacy are you leaving? What footprint? You want people to know that you were here. That's the good thing about the Business is Warfare book. Obviously, we're still talking about Alexander the Great, Attila the Hun, and Genghis Khan, because they left a footprint, good or bad or indifferent. And so what footprint are you leaving? What kind of results are you putting out day in and day out? So your vibe attracts your tribe. If you're a negative person, you're going to attract negative people. And we've all been in these funks and seasons. I've been a negative person, where I'm just pissed off about life. But continually, what kind of vibe am I putting off? Am I putting off a vibe that is attracting the right people? Because that's who's going to become my team. And then am I willing to walk away from some relationships that keep me from going in the direction I'm trying to go? It says the trajectory of my life is the people I hang around. I'm going to leave you with a couple more questions as we get ready to dial down on season two, then I'll talk about a couple things. But if you were to wake up today and God called you home, what would the people say about you when you're not present? Would they say you're a hardworking person? You're someone that can be counted on. You're someone who shows up every day. You're very consistent. You're loving. You have integrity. You do things with excellence and passion. Or would they say, man, he was a good dude, but he just never amounted to the potential? Because one of the things I tell people, potential is a negative word, in my opinion. I've said this before. Because it means you have it in you, but you haven't achieved it yet. When I get called home to be with Christ, I want them to say there was nothing left on the table for that guy. Because I want to use all my potential, whatever I have in me, to be a great father, a great husband, an entrepreneur, a friend, a brother, a loyalist, whatever you see me as, I want to be that times 10. I want to be 110 in your life. I don't ever want you to show up and not know what you're going to get from Terrence Murphy. And the people that really know me, they know what time it is. It doesn't matter if you knew me in middle school, high school, college, now as a businessman. Because I always say, the core of who you are never changes unless there's a dramatic event in your life or something that creates pain for you to want to change. We evolve and we get better or we get worse, but the core of who we are is the same unless we make dramatic steps to get better or evolve. And so my thing with you is, what are people going to say about you when you're not around and you're not here anymore? When you get called home, what are your kids going to say? What is your spouse going to say? I didn't say you want them to say you're perfect, because you're not. I'm not. But what kind of legacy are you leaving? And that's why when I play the game of football, when I do transactions, when I do business, man, I'm giving it 110. You're going to get zero from me, or you're going to get 110, period. So I want you to be thinking, you know, if you've been listening to this podcast, I'm going to challenge you. What notes have you written? What execution steps do you have? And what steps are you going to take this knowledge, this information, this time that you're investing to listen? You owe it to yourself that if you're going to sit here and listen for 30 minutes, 15 minutes, 45 minutes to these podcasts week after week, you owe it to yourself to go execute. Go try. Go do it. Fall forward. And so my last question will be, is what is that burning desire that's in your heart that God has put in you, that dream, that goal, that passion, that vision, that business, whatever it is that he's put inside of you that you know you need to go after, but you're not? Put yourself around the right people. Going back to the quote, if you're hanging around the right people, they're going to help pull that out of you when you can't pull it out of yourself. Because I can tell you now, you hang around me, I'm going to push you. I'm going to push you because I'm running. And I'm not just running to be busy. I'm running to go create and change lives. Because they say, and y'all have seen this on my Instagram, the biggest flex is not you being successful anymore. What people don't understand, being successful is not the move no more. It's not. You know, some people have been successful their whole life. I tell people I've been successful my whole life. Well, what do you mean by that? Well, in elementary school, if you could throw the dodgeball the fastest, you were successful. If you were the fastest kid in the school, you were successful. Well, no matter what it is, oh, everybody makes all A's. That was me. Whatever. I'm going to compete. So being successful is not the move. Oh, he's just posting that stuff because he wants everybody to know he's successful. I've been successful for over 30 years. Like, when he's just talking about God now because he's successful. I've been talking about God. You just wasn't listening. Go pull it up. When I scored touchdowns in Pop Warner, I got on my knee and said, thank you, Jesus. I didn't start doing that now. And so the point I'm trying to make is, what books are you reading? and what tribe have you associated yourself with? And they say your average net worth or your net worth is the average of the 5 to 7 people that you hang around with. So if you if you're hanging out with people who work all week and go blow money on BS every weekend, then what is that going to do to you? It's going to pull you in that direction. But if you see people that are reading books and sacrificing, because I'm telling you now, anything you do successful in life, there will be a sacrifice, period. There was no Olympians this summer that was there in Tokyo that didn't sacrifice time, energy, resources, health, whatever. There is nothing that you can succeed at a high level without sacrificing something. So what are you going to sacrifice? Well, being successful is hard, but being unsuccessful is even worse. Well, being a millionaire is hard. Being broke is hard. So you got to choose your heart. Which one is it? Because I've lived both, and I'll be willing to sacrifice to be at a place where I'm not broke. And I'm not saying that's like looking down on you, because no, I'm saying, listen, get the mentality, because it's not even about the money. I never said anything about money. It's, well, people are like, oh, a millionaire. Do you know that you can be a millionaire with no cash? People don't know that. Like, you can be a millionaire on a balance sheet and not have any money in the bank. So when you hear millionaire, it's not always about cash. So let's just throw that out there real quick. But the point I want to make is being successful starts in your heart and mind first. And then it starts with the books you read and the people you hang around. So my goal for you is, as I close with this episode, is think about the people you're hanging around. Take a true assessment of the people you're hanging around. Like, you're an adult. We're not 12 years old. I got an 11-year-old daughter, and she's like, oh, that's my friend. That's my friend. We don't really get along on the playground, but she's my friend. You don't have to do that stuff no more as an adult. If there's someone in your life who's creating negative vibes, and they're always, when you tell them about your business or your new idea, they always have something negative to say versus, you know what, Terrence, I think that's a great idea. You know what? What book are you reading? I'm reading this book. You mind if I read it with you? That's the person you want in your life. But that person, when you bring a new business idea and they're like, man, that's going to be tough. You damn right it's going to be tough. That's the whole reason why I want to do it. So be chewing on that, man. Be chewing on that quote, because there's so much wisdom in that Mark Spain quote. And then we look up in 10 years, 15 years, and we wonder why we're not successful, because we didn't read the right books. We didn't put the right information in our brains. We didn't have the right spirit and heart and vision, and we didn't hang around the right people. So push yourself to be around the right people. That's my final thoughts for season 2 of The Real Estate Entrepreneur. Man, thank you guys for tuning in. I think we've dropped 40 plus episodes in 10 months. I mean, we grinded. You don't see what goes on behind closed doors, but man, my man Kyle has been here day one and grinded. And I just feel like Real Estate Entrepreneur, where it's headed, where it's going, there's some amazing things coming. We're going to change the format up for season 3. But man, I'm just appreciating and I'm humbled by the feedback, the Instagram tags, the stories where people tag me in their story on their way to work. Or I even had a lady reach out and say every time she turns on the episode, her kids start dancing in the background in her car because they know it's coming on. It's amazing what you can do with technology and just being real. Look, I'm not perfect. I'm not. I'm the first to tell you. Look me in my eyes and hear me. I'm not. But I'm real. You're not going to find somebody who's going to keep it real. And that's the key. People just want to know that you're real. Whether you're in the NFL playing with Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre, or the face of Texas A&M football, or paralyzed on the field, or closing $1 billion in real estate. Man, look, no matter where you saw me, where you know me, I'm the same. I'm not going to change up. And if you think I am at this point, good luck with that. So, oh man, you know what? In order to be successful, I had a guy tell me, man, you run all those companies and you never have on a suit. Okay. And what? Okay. I'm obviously still making it happen without a fucking suit. So why would I start doing it now? I don't mind putting on a suit, but no, I'm not going to be in a suit every day in College Station. I'm a country boy. It's 105 degrees here, man. I'm not doing that. Now, if I want to get in a suit, take my lady on a date or whatever, that's cool. But going back to, I want y'all to be you. Everybody else is already taken. Don't be anybody else. Be you. And if you is wearing a suit every day and that's what gets you out of bed, matching socks and suits and ties, more power to you. But buddy, I'm rocking my TM5 hat. And I told y'all I have a uniform, blue jeans and boots, a hat and a golf shirt, period. So it is what it is. I'm already up thinking about business ideas and looking at real estate while somebody else is picking out what tie they're going to do. Man, it is what it is. So we'll be dropping season 3 on my birthday, December 15th. So we're going to take a break for the next, I guess, month or so. So don't be alarmed when you don't see an episode drop on Tuesday. But let us know what your favorite episode is on season 2, man. Share it on your social media if you don't mind. Send it to one of your friends that you think this podcast can impact. And yeah, man, we just been rocking and we're doing it organically. You know, I have some these big names that should be on your podcast. And for me, man, I'm not looking for that. Whoever wants to be a part of the podcast, great. Whether you're a big name or a no name, if you want to be on the podcast, cool. Let me know. Because to me, we all have value. But I just wish you guys well with everything happening in the world right now, man. Just keep it real. Keep it real with yourself. There's literally people dying right now. They're killing themselves. They're committing suicide. And my heart goes out to them. I lost a friend not too long ago because the weight of the world telling them they needed to be somebody else. And man, fuck that shit. You want to know my true honest opinion? Man, live your life. It's yours. And so be blessed. Take care. And I'll see you guys soon.
Damn, bro.
I didn't even know I was going there with all that.